A film that tells the story of a landmark moment in human rights history is now up for an Oscar. Argentina 1985 centers around the prosecution of the leaders of the military junta that ruled Argentina from 1976 to 1983. Under that rule, tens of thousands of citizens were kidnapped, tortured, and killed. Though they were accused of being enemies of the state, the majority of those taken had nothing to do with the guerrilla groups that the military was hunting. The movie was inspired by the work of Chief Prosecutor Julio Estresera and Assistant Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo. Told in Spanish and subtitled in English, Argentina 1985 has been nominated for an Academy Award for Best International Feature Film. In real life, Luis Moreno Ocampo would go on from that case to serve as the first prosecutor of the International Criminal Court from 2003 to 2012. And he joins us now. Welcome, Luis. I'd love it if you can start by reminding us about the dictatorship that ruled Argentina, how it came to take power, the guerrilla opposition, and the impact on civilians.
Well, basically, Argentina since 1930 had coup d'etat all the time, but in the 70s, there were guerrillas, and when the army took power, with the argument to control guerrillas. And basically, what they did is what you described it. They abduct people and then torture them and then execute them with no trial. So we don't know who were guerrilla or not because they were never investigated and prosecuted. They were just executed secretly. And when the dictatorship ended, the candidate in elections proposed to investigate the crimes, and we did it just 2 years after the end of the dictatorship.
And that's where the movie begins, which really tells your story as this kind of young prosecutor, very idealistic, trying the military generals who oversaw the kidnapping, torture, and murders. You know, and they're very established, older men, very stately. Can you give us a sense of what it was like in Argentina at the time of the prosecutions?
Well, the funny thing is the main prosecutor, Julio Estresera, he needs to investigate this case, and the normal people surrounding him refused to join him. And the movie showed that. So he knew me from the university and he invited me to help him. And I said, look, it's a privilege, Julio, but I never did a case in my life. I never was a prosecutor. I was teaching and also I was a clerk. So he said, better, because we need to do something new. And that's why what we did was I organized a team of very young kids, 20, 27. And with them, we investigate the crimes in 4 months.
And I want to play a little bit of the scene of just what you're describing, because it is fascinating how the chief prosecutor, Julio Estresera, really can't get anyone to prosecute this with him from his own office. And you come up with this strategy to use young lawyers who couldn't be accused of being communists. Let's listen.
Yo creo que es una buena idea sumar abogados jóvenes en lugar de abogados comprometidos con los derechos humanos, que pueden ser fácilmente descalificados por comunistas, no solo por los militares, sino también por la clase media, que es a la que hay que convencer para que este juicio tenga la legitimidad que necesita.
So here you are strategizing with Chief Prosecutor Estresera, and you're talking about how good an idea it is to use abogados jóvenes, or young lawyers. And what these young lawyers did, because, you know, the fear, which is voiced by you and Estresera in the film, is that the military generals will just say, oh, that was those bad apples underneath us. We had no idea they were torturing and murdering and doing all these awful things. And your task at hand was to connect the dots to them. So these young lawyers fanned out across Argentina to find the victims. And that's a really powerful part of the film. Talk a little bit about bringing those stories of the victims, which really in some ways have been forgotten, back to life.
Well, that was an interesting thing because we had to connect the top commanders with incident happened around the country for many years, and no one knew exactly who were the perpetrators. So we had to show it's a system, and we cannot use the police to prove that. So what we did, I created this group of young persons. The Truth Commission had collected the names of the victims that survived. Then we start to select them the best, and we called them, and the movie showed that. The movie showed my young team interviewing different victims who were telling them the stories. giving us documents, giving us other witness, and slowly we start to build a case showing what happened in different parts of the country, happened in the capital, in the states, in different places for 4 years, showing that the victims went to secret centers in military barracks when they were tortured. And that showed the connections with the top commanders. And then we add documents, and then we build the case. We build the legal case showing the connection between the top commanders and what happened with the victims.
And these secret centers in military barracks that you're talking about, where all these victims were sent, was just where all these awful acts happened. And you have people testifying in great detail. And I was reading that in the film, it was almost verbatim from trial transcripts what the actors in the movie playing these innocent civilians said. There was one particular character that helped change your own mother's mind about what she thought. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's exactly true. This peculiar victim, it was the person who had is a woman who's a professor in the university, and she was abducted and she was pregnant and she got the baby in the police car handcuffed.
So she's handcuffed. She's lying on the floor of the police car, and her testimony tells of they wouldn't even let, she's telling them the baby's coming and she ends up giving birth. The baby falls out with the umbilical cord, and then she's forced to mop the floor naked while the baby lies on a dirty counter.
Yes, exactly. And they say, we don't care because you will be killed. Yes. But she survived. She survived, and the daughter survived. And the daughter was watching her mother in the courtroom testimony. And the thing, the testimony of this person transformed the country. My mother, in fact, called me the day after. She was reading the newspaper, and she told me, oh, I still love General Videla, our dictator, but you are right, he has to go to jail. And this story more or less is in the movie too. My mother was shocked and transformed her mind, the testimony of this woman.
You know, though, what's not in the movie that I'd love to ask you, Luis, is that, you know, your mother, as you say, like she went to the same church as the dictator, General Jorge Videla. Why did she so fervently support him, but you saw the other side of the story? Why were you so different to her?
Well, my mother, my grandfather, the father of my mother was a general. So my mother loved army guys, and she saw General Videla in the church. So Videla was looked like a person who respected religion. So she could not believe he could do something like that. But my father's family were feminist people, more liberals. My other grandfather was a senator. So in my family, I have both influences. That's why, for me, I understood the army guys. In fact, one of my uncles was a colonel who went to see Videla and swore that they would never talk to me again. And he died fulfilling his promises. And I like that in the army guys. I like they are loyal, they have war, but this is not acceptable. They cannot torture people and kill people.
I have to ask you, Luis Moreno Ocampo, I think you are absolutely the hero of the story. And I'm left after seeing this movie thinking there may never have been justice if it wasn't for you, because Mr. Strasera couldn't have done it without you. That's a big role. How do you process your own role in Argentinian history?
No, look, I was privileged to have this role. But the good thing is, each of us fulfilled its own role. Estrasera was great. I helped him. The real heroes are the witness who exposed themselves. You had the judges. The six judges were really important. So everyone was fulfilled. That was a moment where the system worked, and it's showing how the possibility, when you have justice working, how things can change.
Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us, human rights attorney Luis Moreno Ocampo, whose prosecution of military junta leaders is told in the film Argentina 1985. The movie is nominated for an Oscar for Best International Feature Film, and it's available on Amazon Prime Video. Luis Moreno Ocampo, thank you so much.
Thank you.